This podcast should be renamed Esme Exposing Herself. Actually, maybe not. That sounds a bit dodgy. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. And today is a special day because it is the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Oh my goodness, they grow up so quickly. I honestly cannot believe that it has been 1 whole year. That has flown by. So I just want to say a huge thank you to every single one of you that listen to all the episodes or watch them. Just a little friendly reminder that we do have a whole YouTube channel now for the podcast, which is brand new. So if you normally watch it on YouTube, of course, on all the normal podcast platforms, that's all staying the same. But on YouTube, there's a whole new channel. So be sure to go and subscribe to it. We're up to, I only announced it in the last episode, but we're up to 2K subscribers. So thank you to everyone that has subscribed. We're going to try and get to 10K. But anyway, yeah, just thank you so much for everyone that listens, because this is one of my favorite things to do in my job. I love chatting to you guys. I feel like we have, like, the people that listen to my podcast, I feel like we have a closer relationship. You guys get to see a little bit more, like, into my life, what I get up to. I get to show my personality a bit more than on other apps where you only see like 15-20 seconds of me. You know, people scroll on by real quick nowadays. But yeah, I just want to say I really appreciate it, especially as you guys, I feel like, invest quite a lot of your time into listening to this, because, you know, the episodes are normally, well, I was going to say they're normally about half an hour, but some of them have been longer, to like almost an hour. So thank you. I really appreciate it. And I just love meeting you guys at meet and greets, saying hi. And so many of you have said, like, maybe on like long car journeys, or even like going to a horse show, or I don't know, just your daily commute, you love listening to it. So thank you. It really does mean much, so much. And also, I want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, RedPost. Thank you again to RedPost for sponsoring the podcast for almost a year now. Really appreciate it. But also, if you haven't heard of RedPost or you're new to the podcast, RedPost is an equestrian and country store based in the UK, and they also ship all over the world. And I have some exciting news that a lot of you probably know this already, but I'm going to be doing a meet and greet at RedPost this year, which, you know, the podcast is 1 year old. That has gone by quick. I feel like it will come up real quick, my meet and greet with them. That is on the 29th of June. If you want to find out more information about how to book tickets for that, then be sure to head to thisesme.com for more information. But yeah, thank you so much, RedPost, for sponsoring, and let's get into it. Also, on that date, 29th of June, I'm not allowed to say anything, but something very exciting is also happening around that time. So I'm going to segue it into what I was up to yesterday, actually. So yesterday I had a busy old day. Obviously, did all the horses in the morning, did a bit of filming and work in the morning as well. And then in the afternoon, I headed over to the Lemieux. I've been sponsored by that brand for so long, can't even say it. The Lemieux HQ. I feel like everyone says it differently. But anyway, I went there, had a very exciting meeting, planning lots of stuff. And I hate to be that YouTuber podcaster person, because I say this all the time, but I'm like, I'm just being that person where it's like lots of exciting things coming, but I can't tell you about it. Sucks to be you. But anyway, so, but the thing is, with these sort of things, when you're planning, I'm planning stuff for like 2025, maybe even 2026 as well. So you really do have to look forward with these things. So don't worry, I'm not giving it up anytime soon, because I'm planning that far ahead. But anyway, I had a lovely time there. Also got to see all the new autumn winter stuff, which, again, can't tell you the colours. I've signed an NDA. Feel like so official when I do that, but actually it's just like, yeah, just don't tell anyone. So anyway, that was quite cool. I mean I'm talking about autumn winter colors, and we've only just stepped into spring summer. I mean, it doesn't even feel like spring summer yet. It's been so wet and rainy. But anyway, when I got home from that meeting, my friend Lucy has very kindly dropped me off a birthday cake for the podcast, which is so sweet of her. So I'm gonna grab the cake now. If you are an audio listener, do not worry. I'm going to describe the cake for you. Or if you want to go on my other socials, I'm sure I'm going to be that person that posts all about it. Be like, look how pretty my cake is. So I'm just going to quickly grab that now. So here is the cake. It is kind of like a light sage green colour, but like a very, very light pastely colour. It has my logo on the top as well, which is so pretty, in kind of like a rice paper she managed to do. And then it's in the shape of a heart, because I feel like that's so trendy at the moment. Like everyone loves like a little heart cake, which is very, very pretty. And then it has some little pearls on. It also like has some frosting on or icing on that's kind of, or buttercream. I think it's buttercream in baby pink as well. So it's all the podcasty colors. And then she's also done little paw prints and little chicken prints on it as well, like the logo. I'll give it a little bit of a twirl. I'm so worried that I'm going to drop this. I want to hold it up, but I feel like there are so many videos online of, I feel like it's always K-pop idols that end up dropping the cake. So I'm going to try and hold it up a little bit, but I don't want it to slide because we haven't actually taken any photos with it yet. She's also put in the box a little one candle as well that I can light. So the podcast, but I feel like my YouTube channel doesn't really have a birthday because I think it's sometime in February 2015 that I made the channel, but I didn't actually stop posting then. I just wanted a YouTube/Google account so I could subscribe to people's channels and stuff and like and comment on things. But there we go. It's also on a really pretty little cake tray. There's definitely some, for all of my baking people out there, there's definitely a proper name for it, but a cake plate. And it's made, or it's kind of like a rose goldy pinky colour. It's very pretty. Anyway, I'm going to pop the cake down because I do not want to destroy it. Because knowing me, if you've listened to the podcast for a whole year, you will know that I am very accident prone. Things just seem to, I'm just quite clumsy. So, okay, I'm going to pop it away now. So yeah, I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to my friend Lucy for very kindly making me that cake. She is so talented, so thank you so much. But yes, anyway, what should we chat about? I feel like we should probably talk about the, because it's the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, we're going to have a little bit of a party, we're going to have a bit of a celebration. But I thought I would talk a little bit about why I started the podcast, because I think it was a little bit of a last minute random decision, and I never thought it would be as successful that it has become. So thank you so much. So I think it was just like a random Thursday afternoon. I was in the office, we were planning on what we wanted to do. It was kind of like the beginning of the year, and I'd been thinking of doing a podcast for a while because on my channel, I did like a little series called Stable Talk that I know so many of you guys used to love, where each week I'd just talk about something random and I'd just, you know, witter away for a good old while. Or a lot of the times I also did tack cleaning Q&As, and you guys also really enjoyed them because I'd be doing something, I'd be chatting away. A lot of the time I would get distracted. I would just like forget I was cleaning tack and would actually just ramble on for ages, and took me a long old time to actually clean my tack in the end. I'm one of those people where I'm just not very good at multitasking. I have to like focus on one thing, if not I just end up doing two things really, really slowly and not very well. But anyway, so I really enjoyed doing that, and whenever we filmed them I just had so much fun just chatting away, especially as a few years ago, before I did YouTube and this as a job, a lot of people would say that I was actually very shy. I'm definitely not a very chatty person, and I feel like the podcast has made me definitely more confident. And you know when you're just like in an awkward situation where you're left with somebody and you're not really that close friends with them, maybe you don't even know them that well, the podcast has given me this skill to be able to chat about anything with anyone for any amount of time. So I'll just like ask them questions, just chat about random things. So I've become more chatty over the years, that is for sure. But I really, really enjoyed them, and I thought, you know, YouTube has changed quite a lot as a platform since I first started. I feel like back in the day, in the prime time, everyone, all they did was like watch YouTube videos. Well, now a lot of people, oh, I hate to say it, but a lot of people watch TikTok instead. It's not good for your attention span. Come back to the YouTube, come back to the dark side. But no, I feel a lot of people also, since kind of the pandemic is now over, don't have as much time at home. Everyone's busy doing their own things, working on their own goals, and obviously YouTube, it's, if you sit down for a 20 minute episode or even like a 10 minute episode, that feels like a big old chunk of your time. Even though if you go on TikTok, you can probably sit on there for like an hour and not realize like an hour's gone past. But anyway, I'm not bitter about that. Anyway, I'll move on. But I thought, you know what? I love listening to podcasts. I am definitely a podcast person. I will much rather, like if I'm going, especially like a long car journey, I say a long car journey, anything that's over 20 minutes for me. It's like a long car journey. I'll just pop a podcast on, especially if I'm on my own, like around the cottage. I don't really feel lonely because I'll just, you know, put on my favorite podcasters and they'll just be like chatting away. I remember there was one new YouTuber and she said when she first moved out of home, she used to play like the radio all the time. So it kind of felt like someone was in the house with her, because if not, it just feels a little bit quiet. When I am definitely a person, like, I love my own company. I feel like, especially as I'm chatting with you guys all day in my job, and then I get home and I just chill. I have my introvert time. I do my own things. I have my own little peaceful corner where I recharge. Anyway, so I love doing that too. What was I talking about? Podcasts. Yeah, I really enjoy listening to... a lot of people ask me what podcasts I listen to. And honestly, lots of random stuff. I also quite like listening to certain podcasts and I put a sleep timer on. So as I go to sleep, the person kind of talks and then I'm not on a screen. I'm not watching the telly or something like that. Although I do like reading books as well. Reading books before bed is good too. But yeah, I know a lot of you listen to my podcast while going to sleep, which I don't know if if I should be insulted or not, because hopefully the podcast isn't boring and that's why you listen to it going to sleep, because you're just like, yeah, I need something that's gonna, you know, like counting sheep. I'll put Esme's podcast on. But yeah, I always love hearing you guys. Also, I thought we'd have a little look in a sec on my phone. I put a little story on my Instagram being like, what are your favorite episodes or stories that I've talked about? But before we do that, I haven't even finished my story yet. You guys know with this podcast, I love going off topic. I just have little random stories and things I talk about. But anyway, sorry, back to why I started the podcast. So I thought, I really like doing these long format chatty videos. And also with podcasts, you can listen to them on the go, unlike a YouTube video, which is a little bit more... I know a lot of people have them on their telly or maybe like their iPad while they're getting ready, which I also do, especially like if I'm taking a long time to like do my makeup or get ready for like a night out or to go and see my friends. I don't know, it just feels fun. So I thought that would be really fun, especially as I know that a lot of you guys have kind of grown up with me on YouTube. What's also wild is that I'm getting to the stage now where there's a few of you that are maybe like the same age as me or a few years older than me that now have kids, and your kids are watching my videos and you're watching them together. And I feel like also my content over the last kind of year, around the time where I started the podcast, got my hair extensions as well, I feel like a whole new person. But I feel like I've also done more content which I don't want to say older or more mature, because that sounds like, number one, either like dodgy content, or number two, just boring content. But I feel like we've grown up together, and I now, like at my meet and greets, I'm seeing quite a lot of you guys that are a little bit older or have literally grown up watching the channel, which is so lovely. And I still get young people come along too, because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're younger, you'll probably want to wait in a queue for a long time to see me. But if you're older, you might not be bothered. Although I want to say a big shout out to all the grannies and the grandmas that watch, because recently at a lot of my meet and greets I've been seeing you guys, which has been so fabulous and lovely. I just love always chatting to you guys and meeting all of you. But anyway, yeah, I feel like we did the whole cottage renovation series. That was so much fun, which is something that I definitely need to get into a little bit more on my channel. You know, now it's spring, I can do the garden, I have my reading room that I need to finish. I still need to finish my cupboards. I want to try and make an at-home gym as well, because I'm very lucky that the cottage actually came with this summer house, which I didn't realize, but it's like fully insulated. It has power as well. So being an at-home gym could actually be quite fun, especially as, like, don't get me wrong, I love going to the gym, but if I go on my own, it can be like a bit of an intimidating place, especially if there's like, I don't know, men staring at you and stuff like that, which isn't fun. But that could be fun, because I've recently got loads of really cute pastel stuff, which is just so me. If you know me, I love anything pastel, country-like. So I think I could make a really cute girly gym in there. And then maybe I could also make it like a little bit of a party house as well when I have friends over. That could be fun. Although I'm not the biggest like going out party person, but when it's with your friends, I feel like it's always fun. So that could be cute. But yeah, I've got lots of different projects for the cottage. I actually did a vlog recently, which so many of you guys loved, which honestly made me so happy, where I did like just a cozy day at home in the cottage where, I don't know, I did some scrapbooking and showed you guys how I do that. I did just a cozy time, really, like me getting ready in the morning, had a little bath, obviously, don't worry, you did not see me in the bath. I don't do that kind of stuff. But I've been really enjoying doing a little bit more of the country living and the lifestyle stuff, as well as the horses. And of course, the horse is always gonna be a huge part of my life and a huge part of the channel. That is not going away anywhere, but can't lie, filming without horses is so much easier than filming with horses. And also just doing stuff indoors, especially this time of year where the weather is awful outside. I even know that the search term horses on Google is actually lower in January, February, and March, where less people are doing riding lessons, or make like a lot of the eventers, they give their horses a bit of a winter break. I'd say that's more of a January, because I know in March the eventing season starts up again, but a lot of people aren't really competing this time of year. A lot of my local equestrian centers, they just don't have like any competitions on at the moment, because they know that everyone's just like, horses tucked up in a stable, you tucked up in a blanket, let's give them a little bit of a winter holiday while everything is horrible outside. But actually, saying that, in the last episode, or one of the last episodes, it's all good, it's all a little bit in the wrong order, because I'm doing lots of pre-recorded episodes before I go on my trip away to Florida, which I know I've been going on about this for ages, but Florida episode is coming soon. I'm going to hopefully try and record an episode while I'm out there for you guys, talking about some of my adventures and keeping you updated. So that should be super, super fun. Anyway, sorry, we're doing a little loop back. We're doing a U-turn back to why I started the podcast. So it was a Thursday afternoon, and I thought I'd been wanting to do one for a while, and I knew that I enjoyed my chatty videos, and I thought, you know what? Let's give this a go. I mean, I have all the recording equipment already. Of course, whenever I want to try something new or don't know how to do anything, I go onto YouTube and I search up a tutorial how to start a podcast. So figured out how to put them on all the different podcast platforms. A lot of them were down to like, we're talking about equipment and like what you need, and I was like, I don't need this stuff, I know this stuff, I've been doing it for a little while, the old filming thing, or like what to talk about. And I was like, I reckon my life is interesting enough that maybe I could talk about something each week about what goes on. Like, you guys know me, I've got some embarrassing stories. So yeah, I just thought, you know what, we'll start it. For a little while I was like, do I just call it the This Esme podcast? Do I call it the Esme podcast? I know that the channel and everything, about a year ago again, when I started the podcast again, I don't know why, I just had like a whole brand refresh, but we've got like a new logo now, especially as I love it how the This on This Esme is like a little bit smaller, it's a bit more of like a swirly writing, and the Esme is a little bit more bold, because as I'm getting older, like, I think most people just kind of know me as Esme. Like, most people are like, oh, hi Esme, they don't go, hi, This Esme. Like, so there we go, I thought that was quite fun. But yeah, so I thought, you know what, made a little logo, did some things. I'm thinking maybe doing a new logo to celebrate the 1 year anniversary, maybe one with my face in, because when I do go on my normal podcast platforms and look at it, like, most people do have their face in it. So I don't know if it's nice, because obviously the green, it kind of stands out, it's like, yep, that's Esme's one, or maybe put my face in it. I don't know if put my face in it would be a bit too self-obsessed, but I don't know. Could be fun, maybe it'll stand out more. But yeah, so there we go, decided to do it. And then literally 2 weeks later, so ironic, literally at the exact same time that the podcast became number one on Spotify, so thank you so much for that. Yeah, literally when it got to the charts, I also lost my voice, so I had to miss a podcast episode after only doing two, I think it was, because I had lost my voice, which, you know, if it's going to happen to anyone, that is the sort of thing that would happen to me. But yeah, that is kind of the story behind the podcast recently. Anyway, sorry, I thought we would go on my phone and have a little look through some incredible memories we've had over the year and your guys' favourite episodes, because there are some here where I'm like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot I talked about that story, and the whole internet has seen and heard about it. But you know what? I feel like a little sprinkle of joy and a little sprinkle of remembrance that everyone does embarrassing things, and it's only embarrassing if you feel embarrassed. And at the end of the day, it's a funny story to tell, and you'll laugh about it. I mean, I laugh about it when it happens, let alone, but some people, it takes a little while. Oh, okay, this is the top one. I had a little look through earlier, but I'm going to like quickly read through. I don't think I'll be able to read through all of them or we'll literally be here all day, but some of you guys have sent some really cute ones. So this one says, I just love listening to you and your dad giggling away. You guys have the best friendship. Oh, thank you. I feel like it's always funny while I'm telling a funny story and then you can just hear my dad cackling in the background, because sometimes these stories he hasn't actually heard of before, and like I'll be like, oh, I've got such a funny story to tell you. But like, wait, I'm not going to tell you until the podcast, because then I can tell you in like full depth all the details, all the gossip. Oh, this is really nice. I love it when you talk about your past, like your vet job, for example. It's really interesting. Oh, thank you. I had so much fun when I used to work at a vet's practice. And I think it was also really nice to, although like obviously I don't really have like a very normal job, it was so nice like working with all the like the vets and the vet nurses, and we were always having, you know, fun chats together and jokes and that kind of thing. Someone says, I love hearing about your chickens. Oh, thank you. I guess it's kind of like a recent one. The one where you talk about the Norwegian spa, that sounded absolutely hilarious. I've got to go. If you haven't listened to that one, I think it's called Weird Swimming Experiences. That was right at the beginning when I started the podcast, but that is one of my favorite episodes. It's just so funny. Oh, this one's really lovely. How you got your confidence back after your fall. Hopefully that has helped a few of you guys out there, because I feel like when you lose your confidence, it's just such a horrible feeling, because you're just scared of the thing that you love most in life. So I feel like I wish I had like a video like that to watch when my confidence was rock bottom. So if you're going through a confidence knock, go and check out that episode, because that's, I mean, I'm not the most wise person. I'm just talking to you guys about my own experiences. I feel like it'd be better if I was like a granny and I'd live all these years and I was so wise. But at the end of the day, I'm just a 22-year-old girl living my life. And these things that happen and these things that I found that worked for me. So I love hearing about Joey and Casper's kissing game. And recently the bum towel story is so relatable. Well, I'm glad that the bum towel story is relatable, because when I first was talking about that, I was like, I don't know if some people were going to find that a little bit weird, like a little bit. If you haven't listened to that one, go and check it out, because I don't want to explain myself again. But if you know, you know. All of the embarrassing stories, they always make me laugh. Well, I'm very glad that my embarrassment makes somebody chuckle. I feel like, you know, there's always, what is it? You gotta have some rain to make a rainbow. No, rain and sun. I'm really not a person when it comes to inspirational quotes. But there we go. Silver lining. There's a silver lining to every cloud. Is that it? I'm really not saying these properly, but I really liked the night hike one. That was a really good one. What else do we have here? The business and the industry in the equestrian world. That is actually something that I love talking about that I probably don't really talk about enough. I think most people, they see me and they think, oh, it's that weird horse girl from the internet who makes horse videos, when actually a lot of my life is kind of business, working with brands, marketing, that kind of thing. So there we go. I love talking about that stuff, but I know that for some people that probably is like a little bit on the boring side, but I really enjoy it. Mickey pooping outside your neighbor's house when you were a kid. Oh my gosh. When I read that one earlier, I was like, I completely forgot that I told that story. And I also kind of like forgot that that was a thing. Like, you know, you just have some hidden memories. You'll just be going throughout your day and then something will just trigger a memory, or like have a memory pop up in your brain and you're just like, oh my goodness, I completely forgot that was part of my life. That happened like 10 years ago and I just completely forgot. So every now and again, I have a little embarrassing story or a little embarrassing memory that just pops up in my brain. You know what? One day when I am super, super old, I can just listen back to these podcasts and be like, what was Esme in her 20s like? What did she get up to? What was happening? And I'll probably listen to it and cringe, because even though I have been doing this job for so long, I've probably spent so many hours editing footage, looking at stuff of myself, which I can't lie, does get a little bit weird. I don't look at myself on a screen and be like, that's me. I just kind of, my brain just goes, that's somebody else when I'm editing, because if not, it's too weird. It's too weird. But even then, I don't like hearing my own voice. My mum is so cute. She loves listening to obviously the podcast and also watching my videos and things. But if I am in the house when she is listening to it, I'm like, no, goodbye. I'm fine listening to it when it's on my own and I'm editing or that kind of thing. But if anybody else is there, it feels weird. Apart from my dad, he's fine because we'll like look back to cut edits and things together and be like, does that work? Does it not? That kind of thing. I love all the episodes, but especially the Q&As. Oh, thank you. I think we'll probably leave it there because there are quite a few here. And if not, I'll literally just be talking about things that a lot of you guys have probably maybe listened to already. But it wouldn't be Esme's Country Life without me telling you a new funny story. So, actually, this happened yesterday. And whenever things like this happen, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I need to write it down on my notes app. So I remember it to tell you guys in the podcast. Like, so many things happen, I'm like, cannot wait to tell the podcast about this. And now if anything bad happens in my life or anything like embarrassing happens, I'm like, can't wait to tell the podcast. You guys are gonna get some laughs, hopefully, or some interesting stories. I feel like this podcast should be renamed Esme Exposing Herself. Actually, maybe not, that sounds a bit dodgy. But anyway, quickly moving on from that, what was I saying? Oh yeah, sorry, the story that I was going to tell you about that happened yesterday. So, Duke and Mickey, my two little ponies, the two small ones, we call them the little boys, which sounds a little bit weird, because if I was in public and walking about with my mum and be like, oh yeah, when I was letting the little boys out this morning, people are going to think that I've got some children in my basement that I've like let out or something. They're going to think that I'm like some kidnapper. I don't know. But anyway, so when I let the little boys out this morning, because their field is so wet, so muddy, so disgusting, I thought, like normal, or like I have actually been quite a lot this year, which they absolutely love, is I put them in the arena and I let them run around. Do they trash the arena? Yes, because they just go zooming up and down, running around. Of course, when they're in there, they poo everywhere as well. So instead of doing poo picking in the fields, I do poo picking in the arena. So basically after that, I have to flatten it before I can ride Joey or Casper in there because it just gets trashed. But also, obviously, while they're in there, they need food, they need water. The other day, Duke tried to get into the water bucket because he's not used to a big water bucket. Actually, Duke only has like a little one because obviously he's so small. It's bigger than a feed bucket. Don't worry. We make sure that he always has water and he never runs out, but he doesn't have like one of the big gigantic tubs that like, for example, Joey and Casper have, and Mickey actually. Mickey drinks a lot of water, but I think that's because he's got his Cushing's disease. So he's a thirsty boy. Maybe that's due to like the medication that he's on, or maybe it's just because he's got Cushing's. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. I am not a vet. But anyway, so the other day I put this bucket of water out and it was like a proper big one. It was the first time Duke, I think, had properly seen it, and he tried to like get into it, like he put both his front hooves into it, and I just lugged all this water over and I was like, Marmaduke, how have you made this water so dirty? I've just hauled it over here, it's fresh, clean, and you want to have a little pedicure, you want to put your little hooves in it and give it a clean. So I was like, Duke, why? So we always make sure that there are two bucket of waters when the horses are in the school, because a lot of the time Duke finds it really funny to knock it over and spill it or just get in it. So there we go. He gets his hoof and he just kind of like kicks it. Now we're coming to the story of what happened the other day. So a lot of the time, me and my dad, when we're doing the horses, we always have treats in our pocket, just because that is just normal horse people. The amount of times that I've done the washing and I've forgotten to take treats out of my pockets, and then you put it in the tumble dryer or the washing machine and everything gets covered in treat dust, especially as when you put it in the tumble dryer and you know the little compartment hatch thing that you lift up and then you get all the, in America, do you call them dust bunnies, or is that something different? Because I've never really heard, basically all the lint, yeah, lint, is that the word? Yeah, lint, all like, all the fluffy, fuzzy stuff that comes off your clothes. There is just always treat dust in there. Anyway, back to the story. I think a treat must have fallen out of me or my dad's pocket, because I don't know why Duke would have done this otherwise, because he's never done this before, and it was so strange. But anyway, you know, let the horses out in the arena for a little bit, or the little boys, sorry, the little ponies. And then I came back and I was like, what is Duke doing? Anyway, he had decided to dig a hole. Now, you've heard of dogs digging holes, badgers digging holes, maybe even rabbits digging holes. I mean, I'd put a chicken digging a hole before a horse, because they're like the little dust baths, don't they? But I have never seen a horse dig a hole before, and it was the weirdest thing. So Duke had decided to dig this hole. Now, when I tell you, it wasn't just like, oh, you know, he just had a little paw at the ground before he rolled or had like a little dig. No, this hole was deep. I don't know if he was digging to Australia or what, but it was about 2 foot deep, which is about 60 centimetres. And I was like, oh my gosh, if Mickey had been running around and not realised that hole was there, it could have ended in disaster. So I had to sort of put this hole back to being flat again in the arena. And to be fair, I didn't even realise that our arena was that deep. To be fair, when we did have it built, we are on clay where we are, so the fields just get trashed. They get so wet in the winter. So one thing that we did invest into when having our arena built, goodness, how long ago did we have it built? Probably about 10 years ago, actually. We were like, we need to make sure that it's got really, really good drainage. So yeah, Duke, I don't know what he'd done, but that's the only thing I can think of, is that maybe a treat had fallen out one of our pockets and he was digging maybe a bit of sand or a bit of rubber from the arena and got over it and he was digging to try and get the treat. But yeah, let me know in the comments or send me a DM. Has your horse ever dug a hole before? Because I don't know. Maybe I should teach it. Actually, no, I was going to say maybe I should teach him to do it. That's not teach him to do it. But that could be quite a cool trick if he was like a little stump pony, like dig a little hole. Because I know that, you know, people teach their dogs to dig holes and stuff. But anyway, very strange behaviour from Duke. Before we finish, I just want to give you a little sneak peek of what next week's episode is like, because I have already pre-recorded it. If you liked the weird swimming experiences one, this one is so funny also, because I talk about weird experiences, or basically weirdos at the gym. There was a weird, you'll just have to listen to it to understand, but anyway, it was minty fresh, that's all I'm gonna say. I also talk about how I found a missing dog, and also my confidence with jumping with Joey. But anyway, before we finish, I also want to say a huge thank you to Redpost for sponsoring the podcast. Again, if you want to come to the meet and greet, go and check it out at thisesme.com, or check out Redpost at redpostequestrian.co.uk. And yeah, thank you so much again for listening, and for the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. I'm going to enjoy taking lots of photos with the cake, but you know what I'm going to enjoy more? Eating it. So that is going to be part of my, like, oh, it's going to be my afternoon snack for the day. So I've had Lucy's cakes before and they're incredible. So really looking forward to that. But I'm going to make sure that I get all the photos before I eat it. As much as I want to eat it and delve into it now, I do have to do it for the content. So anyway, and also after that, the week after that, it will be a podcast in Florida. I know I've gone on about it so much, but it might sound and look a little bit different, depending on if you are a watcher, a listener. If you are a watcher, please go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because that would be amazing. Again, to celebrate the 1 year anniversary. But yeah, I feel like I've said thank you so many times, but I really, really do appreciate every listen, every like, every rating, depending on what podcast platform you're on. I feel like they're all a little bit different, but there we go. Thank you so much, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.